One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Alisson Boot in the air, and that is that. The Reds have beaten
victorious
Manchester City 1-0. Who saw that coming then? Mohamed Salah with the only goal of the game. Him and Pep Guardiola having a quiet word on the side. Now, Jurgen Klopp was sent off for Liverpool to the stands. That got lost in a bit of the chaos towards the end there. Liverpool get the job done. And a very good all-round performance, you'd have to say. City didn't have loads of huge chances. But moreover, given where Liverpool have been, much more like it. So, yeah, we'll go straight into the final whistle show. Steve, talk to me.
Amazing. What a performance. Who saw this coming? This season's been fits and starts, not performing, no press, no intensity. We saw the lot this afternoon. What an absolutely brilliant performance is. There's the boss. He's back on the pitch to shake hands with Guardiola. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Thought they were, every one of them to a man was magnificent. I am so looking forward to doing the player rating show now. They were absolutely superb. Our demise is definitely premature, mate. People need to stop speaking such things. I'm proud of the boys tonight. They were absolutely magnificent.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they were magnificent. Yeah, just say, so I read a super chat as well while we were celebrating and what have you from a Josh Hunter. Oh dear, we're going to sign Mbappe and Jan now. Gutted. I wouldn't be gutted about that, regardless of the circumstances, quite frankly. But thank you very much for the super chat as ever and getting involved, whatever method you choose to do so. So Liverpool, so talk us through the game more generally. So quite an even first half, you'd have to say. Both teams had half chances. We spoke at half time about Liverpool doing a lot of good things, but it kind of breaking down in the final third, being a little bit unfortunate. We nearly nicked it when we were trying to press and just wasn't quite falling our way. But move into the second half and the chances become bigger. Mohamed Salah gets an early chance in the second half, and then City go up the other end and think they've opened the scoring with their goal. But, you know, turns out Edison actually saved it. It should have been a corner anyway. But then it gets ruled out for a foul. The game, Liverpool, better. We've already decided that. But do you think second half we improved again? We went up another level. Do you think we grew in confidence, actually, from not conceding and showing that we can match Manchester City? We are capable again. And the second half, we just look like we're more full of ourselves, almost.
It's really weird how we've started the season, because we've just put in a performance like that. That performance is as good and as measured and as disciplined and as professional as anything we've done under Jurgen Klopp against Manchester City at home.
Yeah.
Limited them to a couple of half chances. Obviously, the Haaland header in the first half, how he gets there is a concern. But let's not get this twisted. You don't become a bad side overnight. You lack a bit of confidence. You lack a bit of self-belief. You go and get 7 goals. And I spoke to you about this, and I specifically asked you about this in the match, in the team reaction, the team news reaction show. What do you make of the win against Rangers, and how do we carry that into this game?
Yeah.
There is self-belief. This side is now capable of going on and winning a run of games one after the other and getting themselves still first and foremost into a Champions League position. I still think there's too big a gap right now. With the World Cup, there's lots of complications coming. But what Liverpool need to do now is build on that and go and win 7, 8, 9 games in a row and put themselves in the top four.
Yeah, if anyone was questioning Liverpool, which they have been doing, quite, and quite rightly so in many senses, because our performances and results haven't been up to scratch. That was a performance and a result that just shows you we are still a force to be reckoned with. And if we do get it right on our day, we are a match for anybody. And that's something that Klopp, I referenced it earlier, was talking about in his press conference, in his programme notes. It was like, yes, it hasn't worked yet. And yes, we are below our usual level, but we're still a squad full of quality. And we still know what we're about. And we just need to get back to that. And it will happen. And it will take a little bit more time. And today was evidence of that. It wasn't perfect. It was far from it. But there was definitely glimpses, even in the first half, and it wasn't quite clicking, of us finding ways of being ourselves again. Mm. The interplay was a lot better. And then obviously we find the goal. We'll come on to the goal in a minute. I want to talk about the City disallowed one and the Salah chance in more detail. But we just find ways of being ourselves again. And I think the Salah chance that he obviously ends up getting saved was a sign of that. Firmino quickly into him. We find Salah more central, actually, running at them, getting in behind them. And the more City come onto us, the more it suited us in that second half. You mentioned it in the commentary. And Salah has a huge chance there. And do you think that was a bit of an eye-opener for him to think, I can do this, I can get in behind these, I can have some joy here?
I think it was an eye-opener for the team to say, if you put the ball in the right areas, you can get at them. Mm. Subsequently, it came from a goal kick, which is not quite the same as a through ball from a Bobby Firmino or similar. And we've seen it so many times where Salah positions himself. I said to you in the commentary, shades of Hector Bellerin, shades of Manchester United game as well. That ball from Alisson has been used a number of times and it seems to work. And Cancelo never looked like he wanted to win that ball. And Salah's small and he's strong and he's got low centre of gravity. And I bet you can't knock him off the ball. And he wins the ball there and he's clean through and loads of composure. The goalkeeper does all he can and he atones for not putting the chance away initially. I just think as the half wore on, we grew in confidence.
Yeah, we did, 100%. And you could see it almost within the performance, couldn't you? You're right, Cancelo. He's caught between two minds, isn't he? Because he thinks at first, I don't want to get in a foot race with him, because if I lose the initial battle, I'm in trouble. So he backs off. And then all of a sudden, dead late, and it's too late, he thinks, I've got to engage. And by the time he's gone to engage, he's second to the ball. Salah knows he's coming, shrugs him off, turns him, away he goes. And you're dead right, he makes no mistake this time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
After that, then the game gets a little bit. Obviously, I just want to actually talk about the City disallowed goal. Rightly disallowed in your mind. We had three ways.
Not for what I thought it was going to be, but
yeah. So there's the initial. It's not a goal kick in the first place. It should be a corner to Liverpool. Mm. Then you have the foul, which it actually eventually gets ruled out for. And then there's the Haaland on Alisson. I think he's got two hands on it. Do you think that's a fair call, or do you think it got to the right decision eventually
without the Fabinho foul?
Yeah,
I think that goal gets given.
Okay, well, we're not going back for the corner. We know that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think we get anything from
the two hands.
The two hands, because it's kind of a simultaneous action.
Yeah.
So my view is that I don't think we get anything from that.
Okay.
With regard. So
yeah.
You kind of have to talk up the officials for getting that right, looking at that and understanding it. And that's really bizarre for me to say that, because I do a show with Chloe and you do it too around the league, where VAR has been a contentious contentious subject for us, and we want to see some consistency. And do you know what? Sometimes you get the rub of the green and you take it, and I think to some degree we've got a little bit of good fortune there, but it's been a long time coming and we needed it, and I welcome it. So, you know, happy days. I'm glad it was ruled out.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Like we said as it was happening, like, we're glad it was ruled out regardless of the way they came to that decision. I'm not sure they came to it in the right way, personally, but we got there eventually. The officials, then, you bring us nicely onto it, didn't quite get it so right a few minutes later. Salah's tussling with Bernardo Silva. A bit of a nothing incident, really. It is a free kick to Liverpool. It should be, anyway. It's not given. Jurgen Klopp wasn't pleased, I think it's safe to say. Absolutely apoplectic down the line. Loses his mind with the linesman. It is a free kick. I was baffled here how it wasn't given. Jurgen Klopp gets himself sent off on the back of that. The game lost a little bit of its shape, I suppose. It became very chaotic, which suits us in many ways at Anfield, I think, particularly at Anfield. Just your thoughts on Klopp. And listen, we've all lauded Klopp for so long for being one of us and for getting it and showing that passion. We love him for it. He hasn't had it as much this season. None of us have, because we haven't been playing that well. That's not a criticism of him. Do you think seeing him like that is a measure of how much this game meant to him? And he could see that his players had responded. We were 1-0 up at the time. He knows how much it meant to get over the line at home at Anfield. Do you think him losing his mind at what was a pretty meaningless foul down the line just shows you how important that was?
Yeah, and we are a direct representation of Klopp's personality, and he was fired up and agitated by that. And what you saw on the pitch for the next couple of minutes was us fired up and agitated. I've long been an advocate of football teams often represent their manager.
Yeah.
You know, if you're miserable like Leicester, right? Leicester's manager is at the moment. Yeah. Leicester look miserable on the pitch. If you kind of, like, when Solskjaer had Man United, they were a representation of him, and the same with the guy that followed him. And what you saw today was Klopp's energy and Klopp's intensity was matched on the pitch by the players.
Yeah.
And that's not something you could say we've been doing all season at all. It's been flat. It's been a flat spot. We looked like we'd run our blood to water. There was nothing left to give in the tank. They've been set a challenge today by the team that everyone anticipates will be champions come May, and they've risen to that challenge. I think it's an unnecessary red card.
Yeah.
We know he gets animated. We know he gets fired up. We know the bench are very vocal and sometimes not particularly nice. It's avoidable.
Yeah.
But that now means he's not on the bench for
it'd be West Ham.
Yeah, for West Ham.
It'd be a West Ham game, yeah.
Which isn't ideal.
No, it's not.
But you'd trade that in for 3 points today against City.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'd trade a lot of things in for that. Just to say before we kind of round up the match and what it might mean for Liverpool perspective then. The one, you said it, the black mark on the game is Diogo Jota.
Yeah.
Going off at the end there. I initially thought it was cramp. Unfortunately, I think I might have been wrong. It did look like he'd gone down with cramp at first. And when it gets that late in the game, you kind of expect cramp and you think, you hope it just is. Looks like it's something more serious. Huge blow, Steve. Especially with Luis Diaz being out as well. Where are we at with that?
It doesn't look great, does it? No. When you call for a stretcher. Obviously, there'll be a couple of days before we know where we're at with scans and what have you. It doesn't look good for Jota. Doesn't look good for Liverpool. You kind of have to look at it and say, as one door closes, another one opens. And if you're young Carvalho, it will give him an opportunity to get game time. And sometimes that's all these players need to stamp their authority on the team and make a contribution. And listen, we didn't sign him to sit him on in the reserves. We signed him because we thought he was ready to play football. We're now going to give him that opportunity to do that.
Yep.
You know, thoughts are with Diogo Jota and hope that it's not too serious and that, you know, that there's a recovery sooner rather than later. Portugal going to the World Cup?
Yeah, they're in it, yeah.
Then obviously he might not be. You'd be concerned. There's a lot of that happening at the moment.
No one knows.
You know, so that would be sad.
Yeah, and such is the proximity of that World Cup. You're right to mention his place in it being up in jeopardy now, but we have had a little bit of a stroke of luck in a weird sense with the Luis Diaz one, because you see, he might not play again until Boxing Day, and you think, God, that's loads of games, but it's not, because it's a few games, and then we have a 4-5 week break or whatever, maybe more than that, a 6 week break or whatever it is, you know what I mean? So The one sort of saving grace, if there is such a thing, for the Jota thing, is he might well miss a few weeks of football, but then he will also have 6 weeks, potentially, of non-Liverpool action to hopefully return in. But yeah, we'll see what happens on that one, obviously. But just before we do go, Steve, for this minute, what does that result mean for Liverpool? Because we came in today, you know, full of trepidation, a little bit of jeopardy, confident that Liverpool could do something, because we've said it a million times. Quality side, I'm always optimistic. I always think this will be the day that we're going to turn it round. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to play our football again. And we actually seen that. I didn't expect it, but we've actually seen it. Where does that victory leave us? And will other fans be thinking, oh, they're back. You know what I mean? There they are again. I'm not talking title because it's so far off in this one game. Top four. What are we saying on that then?
We're in it. Yeah. We're in the race for it. I never thought, I did say to you in all of the lead up before the game that I didn't think defeat today would have been, wouldn't have typified our season. Nothing would have been decided today. Wouldn't be a disaster. Yeah. What it has done is it's going to further build the guys' team spirit. It's going to further build the guys' self-belief. The demise was a bit premature. Yep. I've always said bad sides don't become bad sides and stay bad sides overnight. Something wasn't right. Yep. Last two games have appeared to address that. You know, 8 goals scored, 1 goal conceded, 2 notable scalps, 1 foot in the last 16, pretty mm-hmm. much of the Champions League, and we've just beaten the champions and the champions elect and done it well.
Yeah.
So it bodes really well for the remainder of the season. What I will say is your next game is crucial because it kind of doesn't mean anything if you beat Manchester City and then you fail to turn up in the next game. It's about building and taking that on and turning that into a run. So I think they've done themselves no harm at all. Brilliant reminder of who and what we are. Yeah. Liverpool Football Club, we nearly did the quadruple last season. These guys are back at the races now and we love to see it.
We certainly do. Well, we will continue to dissect the match that was for the next couple of hours here in the Redmen TV studio. We'll return later with the instant match reaction. I will be back with the fan reaction before that, and Steve over there will be doing the player ratings. Before we do go, we've had a super chat from Windlord. Don't want to know how you got that name. And congrats to Liverpool and the Redmen TV for 500k. Thank you very much, and thank you very much to everyone for being a part of it today. We've massively enjoyed it. We are currently on 500,273 subscribers, which is just extraordinary, so huge thank you for that as well. Massively appreciate every single comment that we've had coming in. Keep them coming. We will be back, like I say, we'll talk about the game in some more detail together, but until then we're off to get a drink. I really need a drink, and take care, and we'll see you again soon. Goodbye.
Take care.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, Jano Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.